They work.
Arr, matey.
While you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah! OTAs continuing for the Patriots today. OTAs, voluntary portion of the offseason. Voluntary. No Gronkowski, no Brady. Zoe told us last week that Brady wouldn't be there.
Told you Friday.
Confirming it with a source saying, no, he's not going to be there. And I laughed because everyone just kept reporting, he may not be there. I'm telling him, no, he's not going to be there.
Coming.
Zoe told us he's not going to be there. He's not going to be there. He will not be there. No Gronk, though, as well, because now it's voluntary again. Here's what Mike Florio has today. New Gronkowski deal likely, but not imminent. Chatter regarding a potential trade of Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski continues to bubble up from time to time, in part because Gronkowski is yet to get a new contract. And a new contract won't be coming in the immediate future. Per a source with knowledge of the situation, a new contract for Gronkowski is likely, but nothing is imminent. Source added that there's still plenty of work to do. The biggest challenge, in our estimation, and not from any source.
Okay.
All right. Let's see how specific this is. Ready? Would be to determine whether Gronkowski will get another incentive-driven raise or whether he will have a guaranteed increase in his base pay regardless of performance. That seems rather specific, no?
Yeah. I'd do it incentive-based.
And then it says, while a trade remains possible in theory, two different sources tell PFT that Friday's out-of-the-blue reports regarding a looming trade were, as Gronk called them Saturday, hashtag fake news. The specific report of Coach Bill Belichick striking a tentative deal, quarterback Tom Brady threatening to retire if it goes through, and owner Robert Kraft blocking the trade simply didn't happen on Friday or at any other point in the offseason. So he takes it to the max. Florio says it hasn't happened at all. Did not happen in April, did not happen in May, did not happen on Friday. That's what he says. Gronkowski, by the way, he sort of changed his tune from Friday to Sunday. Did you guys pick up on this? So he was doing the hashtag fake news on Saturday morning. Then he went to the Belmont and talked there.
His football
hashtag
camp.
Hashtag fake news.
Yeah, hashtag fake news.
That was at his football camp.
You catch any of them at the football camp yesterday?
I did not.
Wouldn't talk about it anymore. And it could have been simply he didn't want to keep answering these questions. But he didn't do it again.
Or else they told
you shut up. He was laughing in hashtag fake news. Yesterday saying, hey guys, I'm really not here to talk about that because, you know, it's about the camp. And I sort of thought, did he find something out over the weekend about something that had gone down at some point?
Sounds to me like it was draft night when he had the helmet on. And Harold slapping him and they told him,
yeah, take the helmet off. That, or that. Stop talking about it. Maybe that happened too.
Yeah.
So that's the news on Rob Gronkowski, who is not there again today. What do you think the team's working on today?
They're on a field trip today.
They are.
Yeah,
they're out there.
They will be going to Boston or have already been in Boston. So let's see. What are some of the things you can do on a field trip with a large group?
They're going on the swan boats.
I think they may be going on a boat. Probably not a swan boat.
They're going on.
I'm putting their ass on Godzilla. If I'm doing anything.
Godzilla?
I'm going, that's that massive boat with the big teeth on the side. You
No.
You go and you spin around the harbor.
No,
harbor cruise.
That's called
Codzilla.
Codzilla.
Because you only have Boston crod. Cod.
Right? Big cod.
Stuff cod. Stuff scrod. Scrod's like a fake, it's like, wait a minute, what's going on? We've done this scrod thing, right?
Yeah, there's no actual fish.
Right, it's no scrod. It's like the junk fish. It's fish of the day.
It could be any, you know, it's basically a white fish. It could be cod.
Flaky white fish.
You could have scrod on your menu and you're serving cod.
Could be flounder.
Right?
Maybe they went to the aquatic center. Go see the penguins.
It basically is any various white fish.
I mean, knowing Belichick.
It's either haddock or cod. Or
it's always some sort of a history lesson, right? Hey, we're going to take the time, get them on buses, get them down here. Let's teach them something about the city. There you go. City Hall? No. Walk the Freedom Trail? Tour Fenway. Watch him going to Tour Fenway Park. What else? What else is there popular things to do with the large group downtown? Come on, Artie.
The aquarium. You're a city boy. Go to the aquarium.
I said aquatic center.
Aquatic center.
Yeah.
The aquatic center.
Like watch it's an Olympic pool. The jugglers there at Faneuil Hall Marketplace.
Yeah, throw some nickels in the bucket. Trying to think. But do they have enough of those little mini sailboats? Stick them on the Charles. Maybe do some. Put the lime on
day sailing.
No.
Sailing
takes me away.
Take me away.
Swan boats.
So no, they're not doing the swan boats.
I mean, what else is there?
Lunch at the Ritz,
Franklin Park Zoo. Seasons.
Smoke some dope on Boston Common. Spark a bowl.
Look at a bong. Everybody hit this bong, passing around.
Guided lay tour down of the combat zone. I don't know. What are you doing these days?
Go shopping down there on Washington Street. Good stores down there.
I have no idea. Shopping on Newberry Street.
Yeah.
Could do that. Right. Nice stroll down Newberry.
I go to the
brunch at Stephanie's.
Go to the top of the Pru, you know, the observatory. Take a look out.
You can go to the top of the Pru?
Yes, you can.
I've never been up there.
Yeah, really?
I've been up there.
I've been up there before.
I'm on top of Hancock.
You should do it.
Yeah, but I did the stair climb.
Oh, so that's basically the same. If
you get up there
and
take a look around, I know.
Yeah.
That's an MS walk you did, right? You used to do it every year.
That's the MS climb to the top.
Wow. Yeah. Long climb.
Yeah.
I am into, but this is, again, we're getting sidetracked, but I am into I am into the going to the top of the tall building and looking out the window.
Okay.
Yeah, just good.
I'm a big fan of something about that.
Oh, which way do you live? You know, you're trying to...
Well, anywhere. Like, I've done it in New York. No, I've done Empire State. I've done the New World Trade Center.
But you do it in Boston, and if you live close to the city, you can look toward your house and say, I live over there.
Yeah. Do yourself a favor. Just go to... If you like tall buildings, go to Foxwoods. Go off the Fox Tower. Just take that high flyer zip
line. I've stayed on a high floor at the Fox Tower. There you go.
Why don't you zip line off that tower?
No.
You can see from one casino to the other in Connecticut if you're high enough. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I never knew they were that close until that one day. I was like, Look at that.
Look at that. Hit that with a nine iron.
Steve's in New Hampshire. Steve.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Beetle. You said that Edelman's defense is, how could I be guilty if you don't even know what I was putting in my body? And my response to that is they're probably going to come back and say it was more probable than not that he knew what he was taking, and that's how the suspension
is. That's a good one.
Oh, I don't think he's going to win his appeal. I'm sorry if I indicated that. I think he's toast. He's got no shot.
No, but I've been...
And,
well,
I got asked that question 20 times. I think he at least has some sort of defense to go on if he goes in there for the hearing. I don't think he's going to win. I think there's zero shot of that.
And by the way, they didn't go to the aquatic center. I think it was a whale watch.
Okay, whale watch.
Mm-hmm.
No, my point is this, Hardy. If you took something, and they know what you took, and you tested for something on the list, and you go in and say, I don't know how it happened, they're going to say, get out of our office. What are you doing? If you say, you guys don't even know what I tested positive for. Are you sure? At least you have something to go in there on. There's an argument to be made. There's at least that. Most guys don't even have an argument. He has an argument. He's not going to win, though. No.
It has to be NSF certified, right? That NSF label has to be on there.
I have no idea.
You haven't read any of that with the Edelman stuff? I don't know what this... It's NSF, National Sports Something, certified...
Oh, for clean supplements.
So if it doesn't have that label, you're not supposed to take it.
Yeah, I don't think he was... No,
but if he has an argument...
Tainted supplement.
If he has an argument, what I'm saying is, they can just say, well, did it have the label on it? No. Okay, no appeal. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's an easy way to shoot the appeal down. Did it have the label? Was it approved? No, it wasn't.
What if he says, yes, it was?
All right, then there's a bigger story here than we all think.
Damn right there is.
But if he says yes and is lying in the appeal, what does that matter? That's all. That's my thought. 617-779-0985. We did talk about Kyrie Irving today. Want to get to some of his comments. I also want to talk about something baseball related, if I could do it quickly. Can I have... It's not Red Sox. Quickly.
Beatles baseball minute?
That should be a thing. is Ohtani going for Tommy John or not? Conflicting reports today. Babe Ruth never had Tommy John. That's all. We'll get to that coming up.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
We'll be right back.
So I've been trying to follow along during the show today as to what's happening with Shohei Ohtani. Because the reports this morning were that he is going to go and have Tommy John surgery. That his injury is going to, he went to the DL, is going to cause him to need Tommy John surgery. And then Ken Rosenthal had this tweet saying, Angels GM Billy Epler, there have been no changes in Ohtani's diagnosis, and neither our physicians nor medical staff have recommended Tommy John surgery or said it's likely. He's been diagnosed with a grade 2 sprain of the UCL in his right elbow. Do we believe the Angels?
Kind of have to, right?
Team. I guess. It says there have been no changes and they have not recommended or said it's likely. What if he just hasn't got there yet? I fear that
feels like you're on your way.
I'll tell you
it's
what.
It's unavoidable.
Even if it's not happening now, he comes back and pitches, he's going to need it. And that
we went through this with David Price
totally
too.
Totally sucks. And there were teams that did check into this. I mean, there were fears of a damaged UCL when he was being recruited, if you will. There were some of this going on. Pedro Gomez, first to report this morning, everything I'm hearing is that the reality is he probably will need Tommy John surgery. That may still be true. He just doesn't need it yet. So there will be some coming back, pitching, playing, and then at some point it's going to go and he's going to have Tommy John and try and come back and be the same guy. Babe Ruth didn't need Tommy John. Well, how can I call him Babe Ruth? How can I still call this man Babe Ruth? Yeah. Broken down after half a season?
Who's the first guy to have Tommy John surgery?
Probably Tommy John.
Oh, but Babe Ruth didn't fall apart. Babe Ruth had a long career.
He just played through it.
Tanaka didn't have it either.
That's true.
David Price didn't have it either.
Right. True. We went through this with David Price a year ago.
My hope is that he doesn't need it.
Well, yeah, because you'd like to see him play next year.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think he's just starting out. And I don't want that to happen. Mm. I really like this guy. I like this player quite a bit.
It's almost like baseball needs him, too. He's one of the fun things to watch.
I hope he's not going to disappear until 2020.
God, that would suck.
That would not be fun.
And it would shut down the notion of anybody else trying to do what he's doing. Like, if they could somehow assign the cause of this to him doing both.
Told him he shouldn't hit.
Yep, yep. You can only do one or the other. That's like, what happens.
Kid shouldn't play two sports at the same time.
Too much strain. Can't do both. Because that's what you really want out of it. It's not necessarily him. It's just the idea.
Oh, it's a novelty of it.
That someone else can do it and do it at a high level. And how much fun would that be? If you had a guy in the Red Sox rotation right now who was also a great hitter, and they were trying to figure out ways to allow him, get him into the lineup, you know, every 2 days after he pitched and for a couple of days in between starts. I'd say every team would want that. Why not? It'd be fun.
That's my quick Ohtani thing. Mm. That's part of the baseball minute. Here's the other part of the baseball minute. Pedroia still shut down. Shocker. Get used to that. And then also, J.D. Martinez over the weekend, who's hit another home run, was kept out of the Red Sox lineup on Friday due to a bad mattress in Houston. Creaky back. Bad mattress. Houston.
How was your mattress in Houston? I had a great one.
I think we had really good mattresses in Houston, if I remember
correctly. We did. Mattress was pretty good. The hotel wasn't great.
They probably weren't staying 20 miles away from Minute Maid Park, which is where we stayed.
And you know what? Right. That's what I think we should do. We should recommend a hotel that was, you know, approximately 40 miles from downtown.
Unless Bertrand's right.
That's only 20 minutes of Beatles driving.
Yeah, though. Right.
Well, pre-accident Jesus. Beetle. Now, ugh.
I can't believe we're on those parkways, those S-winding curves where all that stuff was underwater when that hurricane hit.
Yes.
Can't believe the way old Beetle got us through all that
stuff.
Well,
the best part was you guys would be like, where the hell are you going? And I'm like, oh, this is how the locals backdoor their way into downtown. Don't worry. Just sit back and relax.
Beetle became the over-the-speed-limit backdoor man there for a full week. Not anymore.
Oh, like a heart attack.
Now he's stopping where he doesn't have to.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to remind you that I'm not the reason why I was in the accident.
No.
That my driving had nothing to do with it.
I know that.
Can we watch that video
my
again?
Driving is the same.
Then why are you why are you so timid behind the wheel
I'm
now?
Not. You haven't even been in the car with me. You're doing this
report,
to try and get under my skin.
Reports are
I don't like your tactics.
That's
what I don't like. I don't like your damn tactics.
Yeah, reports are that you have changed behind the wheel.
From who?
From who you used to be. From the beetle behind the wheel that we all celebrated.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Half the man you used to be.
Now you're always side.
You want to go for a spin after the show?
Unliterally.
You want to go for a show? And go for a ride? It is a show.
That's a tank.
I'll drive. And we'll go for a ride.
You're not driving. The whole point is you come for a ride.
I know,
me.
But I got to show you how you used to drive. And get you back there. Next thing I'll put a cougar in the car, too.
What do you name a cougar? What's a cougar's name?
Is it Charlene? Darlene? Susie?
Let's go to Steven Revere. Steve.
How you doing?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
I just want to know what you guys think of Guerrero being so sure that it's nothing that he gave Edelman when no one even knows what he tested positive for yet.
Interesting point. Because
Karen.
Let's
Karen.
Be honest.
I knew it was
Karen. If it was this Russian this new Russian steroid that's out there. This is the working theory we've got. It's from Russia, from the Russian
doping
scandal.
It's kind of cool, 'cause it takes me back to Rocky.
You would know that you gave that to somebody, right?
There's no easy way out.
You would know.
There's no hard way.
So to say, I don't know what happened. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Jules.
Sure he does.
You know what happened. Don't tell us you don't know. You didn't get an undetected anabolic steroid in your system because you were doing the same thing you've always done. But if you were, then we know you've been dirty for a long time. Maybe. You know, again, Twitch, I said, good for you. This guy was on the good stuff. This guy knew what he was doing.
Cutting edge. That's what I want my guys
that's
to do.
Really bad luck.
If you're going to take
if
the
this
stuff,
is the same
take the cutting
stuff,
edge stuff, the good stuff.
That is horrible luck. Horrible. That the Russians turned over a sample, possibly, to the anti-doping agency, and now they got this thing on record. That is bad luck. This stuff's been working for a long time for him.
More meddling.
Damn Russians.
By the way, you know where I got the name Karen from the Cougar?
What?
I Googled Cougar name Talladega Nights, and the third thing that popped up was Scott Zolak on Twitter from January 5th, 2016. Why'd Ricky Bobby name his Cougar Karen? So you used to know, Zo.
I forgot. But I was probably watching a movie at that time, like for the 80th time. Asking, why of all names would you name this cat Karen?
January 5th at 8:49 p.m. You tweeted that out.
Great.
Over 2 years ago.
Back to J.D. Martinez
quickly.
Yes. If he's got a bad back and they're not staying at the right hotels, they need to put a mattress on the plane with the team from now on.
Oh, God. Put him in a bubble.
Does Tom Brady bring his own mattress to training camp?
No, he brings his own. Oh, I'm sure.
Well, does he bring that special mattress?
Does he bring it to Super Bowl week? True or false? Brady has a mattress delivered the week of the Super Bowl when they're staying somewhere for a week. I'll take that as a yes.
I asked a question earlier.
Yeah.
Which was?
Where do you think the field trip was?
Yeah.
And we picked, like, what, five places you probably wouldn't take them, like Aquatic Center. Right. Godzilla,
Combat
Freedom Trail, Fenway Park.
Yeah.
I think they're getting the tour of Fenway.
Oh, geez. No, they're not. That is so bad. These guys are professional athletes.
I would leave.
Why the hell do they want a tour of a ballpark?
That's their team
building?
2 weeks
after Kobe came and talked to him, they're doing Fenway?
I'd go.
What is going on?
I'd go to Cask.
Explain
and
that
drinking.
To me like I'm a 5-year-old. Why does that matter?
Just they're doing Kobe all of a sudden. Kobe comes and speak to him, and then they go to a ballpark like to do.
It's
a
like
tour.
Remember the Titans, man.
Are they having more fun? Is this giving them more fun?
Zoe said they were going on Godzilla today.
He said they were taking a tour of Fenway.
They are taking a tour
but they
of
did
Fenway.
The Godzilla first, right?
They did not.
Oh, they skipped the Godzilla.
I heard first it was probably going to be Godzilla, but maybe that was all booked up. But they probably would have booked this months in advance, right? You're going to think you're going to do the team building stuff. You think about these things.
The mattress, they need to start bringing a mattress with them.
Pomade. Yeah, and some pomade. I think he does. I would assume Brady would have his own mattress. Bring it, man. Set up his whole room. Or I don't know, according to Tom versus Time, looks like he stays at home and not at the hotel.
What?
Tom versus Time? No. when he was going to the game.
Game day. Driving to the games.
Remember he was making his breakfast, and he's sitting there at the family, and then he gets in his car, and it's cold, and it snows out. Goes right to the game.
Oh, you mean on Sunday game?
That was, Jim, that was AFC Championship game, I thought. That was Jacksonville, wasn't it? Or Tennessee? It was one of those games. I think it was a playoff game.
Because for Patriots home games, the team typically stays together, hold up in a
hotel.
That.
I was shocked when I saw that.
About Brady being at home.
It's like, why is he eating breakfast at home? He should be, in a ball.
That would indicate preferential treatment.
Yeah.
Special treatment from the coach.
What's he bitching about?
We got one more segment of your calls coming up next on Everything from the Day. Kyrie Irving news, Patriots stuff with Edelman and Gronkowski. Throw those in. Baseball topics as well. All of it welcome.
Sports Hub headlines.
Wait, Lakers is on the mound?
No! What are you doing?
The minor league baseball brawl camp happens in July. Rafael Nadal took the French Open for the 11th time, extending his record for wins there at tennis's major championship. He beat Dominic Thiem in straight sets. Dustin Johnson heads into the U.S. Open that begins Thursday at Shinnecock Hills. Once again, as the number one player in the world, he achieved that status by getting the win at the St. Jude Classic over the weekend, 19 under par. Next closest golfer, 13 under. That was Andrew Putnam. Headlines are brought to you by Stone & Bank. If you need a bank, make it Stone & Bank. Expect more, get more, do more. That's the Stone & Bank way. Learn more at stoneandbank.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Can they be replaced by robots?
Robots?
Doubtful.
I think it's silly.
So I can perfect 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sean in New Bedford has something on Julian Edelman. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Hey.
I was just calling in because I've been sort of passively following the story, but one thing I haven't really seen about Julian Edelman reported so far or anybody really talking about is that while he may have been doing this stuff for a long time as one side of it, he is obviously coming back from a pretty serious injury, and I was wondering what you guys thought of the thoughts of maybe he was taking this as a something to help him get back in shape, help him get back for the regular season.
Yeah, recovery.
Yeah, healing. Totally.
Absolutely, 100%. All for those reasons. Unless he hasn't changed anything, and that could be the scariest part of this, where he's confused because I do the same thing every day. When you're maniacal and you're nuts like Brady, and you're on this, hydration kick or whatever your kick is, whatever gets your rocks off. If Edelman's been doing the same meals and drinks, protein shakes for the last 6 years, and all of a sudden you're scratching your head because 150 tests later you finally test positive on something? Like, what the hell's going on? Or who the hell gave me something? See, that's the one thing. Like, you haven't really heard him pump that TB12 meal plan. Like, you would think if he was, like, totally on it, he'd be selling boxes with it, too, Take these shakes. Here's the recipes. Buy the book, Buy the book for Tommy. Buy the book if you want to know. He's more into, I think, the hands-on approach. I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting when this is when this all comes down. Because I think if he truly does know and he's just giving you that response right now, he's going to have to say what it is so he separates from everybody else. Meaning the team, meaning TB12, meaning Exos, if he believes in the way they train and he didn't get it from them. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see in time.
617-779-0985 with Luke in Michigan up next. Hi, Luke.
Hey, Beatle. What's up, Zoe?
What's up, Luke?
Hey, guys. I had a quick one for you here with Edelman. With his size and everything, he's the kind of guy that you don't really blame for, anything he would take to try to stay on the field, get an edge, anything to get in the end zone. What are the odds that this is something a la Richard Sherman where it's some sort of contaminated test or something like that? I mean, I don't know much about the testing process, so Zoe, I don't know if you could shine some light on that. Is that something that's possible?
It's extremely rare to have a contaminated test. I mean, they are as by the book. You have to be sitting there in the presence of the tester. They take a razor blade out to actually cut the tape off the box, to take the bottles out. They make you match up the numbers. You handle it. They go into the bathroom with you. They come back. They make you put the cap on. Match up the numbers again so you know which piece of tape you're putting over top that bottle. You put it in the box. You tape it up. You hand it to them. They sign it off. You go. There's not much exchanging hands here. And I don't know what they do with the box after that, but that's the process from the tester and the player. And the tester does not leave your side. He watches you put it in. So that's it.
I mean, that makes sense. I'm just wondering, like, you know, at some point it hits the lab, you know, did some idiot, you know, spit out his donkeys laughing at something and get it in the, you know.
Okay, the problem is, though, that in Richard Sherman's case, the contamination that he claimed happened in front of him.
So if there's a difference in the process as the way, that's where you're alerted. Okay, hey, these guys.
You can't just say, oh, I think there was contamination. No, he was in front of the tester. And what happened was his cup that had the sample in it leaked. And so they used a second cup that was opened. They poured the sample from Sherman into the second cup. And he said, that second cup was not for me.
That's not good. That's why they give you the cup to take it off.
And the seal on that cup was broken. So I don't know where that cup came from. And so based on that, he got off.
So you understand when you get the
cup. But it happened right in front of him. And it happened with the tester. The tester was the one with the samples. So the tester could not deny that had happened. The tester admitted that happened.
Yeah.
And so they said, okay, we have to, I guess, overturn it. Because he had evidence of his, he had witnessed something that apparently means it's not technically.
It's not part of the process the way it should be.
Right. That is not part of the process. What I'm guessing is the technicality there is they should have then asked for a second sample. They should have said, okay, this sample is no good. You've got to provide a new sample in a week.
Right.
Right? That
right.
would have been
come back in a week.
That would have been the proper way to do it. And they didn't, and they tried to, you know, mess around with it, and it happened in his presence, which is how he was able to present that to them.
And now I have more recall on it, too. When the bottle that they give you, it's in a plastic bag, a sealed plastic bag, and you have to rip it open. You take the cap off. And then you put the sample in. Then you seal it up, and you put the tape over the top of it with the number, the matching numbers on the bottle to what your sample number is, and you sign off on it, you initial it, and they put it back in a sealed package. So he's telling me he opened that up,
well,
did the test, and the urine spill.
From everything I read about it and just double-checked on, I didn't see a long back and forth about it. The major problem in that was that the tester did not document transferring the sample to his second cup in his report. And whoever wrote about it afterward in the ruling said that leaving that out is a big deal. And that you have to, you know, documenting how the sample is taken is the beginning of this process, and you know that's the foundation on which this all is built. So you took the sample and poured it into a second cup, and you didn't think that was necessary to include in the report. Well, it is necessary, so forget about it. We're doing away with the whole thing. But the contaminations happen. Ask Lance Armstrong. Apparently, his sample was contaminated dozens of times.
Ryan Braun, same thing.
Ryan Braun, contaminated sample. I believe it was a Zionist conspiracy.
How much bad luck can you have?
Isn't that what Ryan Braun said? Didn't he somehow...
Really?
Oh, God. I better double check.
He blamed the guy. Remember the...
No. That it was a Zionist conspiracy.
No, do you remember? They took that guy through the ringer, the poor guy. He gave the guy's name and everything.
Or somebody coming to his defense.
Aaron Rodgers came to his defense.
I'm pretty sure Ryan Braun never said something like that.
Aaron Rodgers, I remember coming to his defense. You're right, Hardy. He totally lambasted the tester, the name and everything. And poor guy, people knew where he lived.
Oh, man. Joe and Lowell. Hey, Joe.
Joey.
Hey, guys. One take that I haven't really heard is Guerrero's like a holistic doctor. And in holistic medicine, when you're coming back from an injury, there's like a bunch of weird superfoods that boost testosterone and stuff like that. And I think that maybe that's why it's not coming up in the test as like a recognizable thing, because he could be taking some weird superfood that's
no,
a chemical marker.
No, it's a marker. It's an anabolic issue. It's not an HGH. It's not a testosterone issue. The allowable testosterone level in the NFL is a ratio of 4-1. Used to be 6-1. They brought it down to 4-1. Anything over 10-1 is a slam dunk case. Yep. The normal ratio being 1-1.
Not a plant-based food. No. Mistake.
Okay, the Ryan Braun stuff, it wasn't, and my apologies, he never said anything about it. Other people immediately took to Twitter and other social media to say that because of his ancestry, either A, of course he cheated, or B, it were people people who were somehow against him and his ancestry that forced the false results.
Yeah, he later came out and said, no, I lied, and I'm sorry.
Right. Ryan Braun absolutely stood up and said, yep.
The weight, the
took
guilt.
Took a bit, but
the
when,
guilt
he,
got
when
to
he
him.
Did, he said, I am not perfect. I realize now that I've made some mistakes.
I thought he killed that, like, the tester and, like, ruined that guy's life.
He sort of did, and that's what, like,
yeah,
got to him.
Yeah.
That he couldn't handle that guilt.
Yeah.
Frank is in Salem. Frank.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up, Francois?
Got to go quick. Go ahead.
Pardon my ignorance if I'm way off, but is it a strange coincidence enough a major injury a la Rodney Harrison?
No, not at all.
Harrison cop to you're using HGH right off the bat when he got caught with using a PED. So could that be the same scenario for
absolutely
Edelman?
Yep, absolutely. And Rodney didn't even get caught with a test. Rodney got caught because he had ordered it through the mail, and there was an investigation that was happening. He ordered it to his house in his own name on the internet from a lab in Albany, right?
Completely untraceable.
I think it was based in Albany is where that, if I remember that story correctly. Nope, he ordered it. Rodney Harrison, you know, 24 Main Street, wherever. Not the way you'd go about doing it if you were really trying to hide it. But everybody was into it then.
Honestly, though, for Edelman, for anybody else, it just goes back to where we started with this whole thing. For anybody coming back from an injury, from a bad injury like that, and whatever it is that he took, do you think it was for anything other than to get back to just where he was before? Was he trying to gain a competitive edge? Was he trying to get bigger, faster, stronger? Was he trying to cheat the opponents? Or was he just trying to get himself back to where he could be back in camp and play football again next year?
I don't know. Zoe provided a scenario today that he's been doing this for a long time. To which I say, good for you.
Okay, so you...
It's worked.
You have zero problem with it.
It's hard to be a 5'11 receiver in the NFL.
I agree, but I especially don't have a problem with him or anyone on any team who suffers an injury and maybe ends up taking something that if it were just one of us
like
going
the,
to the doctor,
Hardy,
you would get prescribed to help you heal.
Hardy, like
for those
people,
guys, they're not allowed.
Like the people at Exos in California where Julian Edelman trains, I believe in peak human performance is what it comes down to, and so do they. We've got today's takeaways coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, time now for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Find out all the information at awaken180weightloss.com. All right, Beetle Boy, I'm going to go first here.
Okay, take it away.
You know, top of every hour, bottom of every hour, Hardy sort of resets us on the news of the day in the sports world, and we call those the headlines. And
not just any headlines,
hub headlines. Yeah, the hub headlines where Hardy really uses the same computer that the other guys use. But sometimes that computer turns itself on. Here we go.
Hardy has headlines, please.
Sports Hub and veggies.
Huh?
Was that me?
Sports Hub headlines.
Hey! I don't know.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know what happens anymore.
Unbelievable.
Throw those in. Baseball topics as well. All of it welcome.
Sports Hub headlines.
Wait,
Lakers on the mound? These all happened today.
That's just one day.
It's a minor league baseball brawl.
Not my favorite yet, though. This is not yet my favorite. Where's the thing about the box? The gardening box there. Did we miss that one? Oh, that was the veggie one?
That was the veggie one.
He just turned it up.
Didn't that sound like Brady, though?
It did. I thought it was Tom Brady.
I thought it was
veggies.
Tom Brady, too, talking about eating
Edelman
veggies.
Was only on veggies.
Right.
They're supreme greens. That's great. All they are. That's what I thought it was.
Kale.
All right, you want me to go?
Yeah.
He had an arugula salad with dinner last night. That's what tipped it off.
Well, we were talking a lot about
veggies.
Right.
That and veggies.
Like, it sounds like Brady.
Like that guy today was like, you think it could be superfoods? Like super veggies that cause the positive test?
Yeah. Yeah. And veggies?
Right. Yes, well, like the hormones like that they use it in chicken. The food growth.
How do you make a hormone?
Don't. Don't.
He was taking super veggies. Yeah, you see, he tested positive because he had a Jack LaLanne juicer, and he was using it like every day for 3 meals a day.
Nobody cleaned the juicer, though.
Sup, Zo? You ever use a juice tiger? Could it be the juice tiger? Zolak, today we were talking about PEDs, and he used the opportunity to sprinkle in another acronym other than PED.
It's like when you go up in that plane and you see that UFO, and that UFO moves 5 different ways and pew, gets off your screen. Or somebody's tracking that thing as it's flying down along the river down in New Jersey. Or now all of a sudden, we don't know what we saw, but we saw something. That's what you're dealing with here. An unidentified injectable object. Maybe it's not injectable. Maybe it's digested. UDO. Unidentified digestible object.
Complete with some Jim Lyle sound effects in there.
Jesus, Jim.
Zo says we're dealing with the UFO of PEDs. That's what we've got. It's so advanced.
You did
They were so ahead of the curve.
We don't know what you did.
They were so ahead of the testers. They've got UFOs.
Unidentified. It's unrecognizable. We can't even recognize what he's doing here. I've never seen it before. What was the thing about along the river in New Jersey that you sprinkled in there?
Just a couple months ago, they tracked that one on radar. One of the fighter jets had it, and it was flying down. It was the coastline of New Jersey.
New Jersey.
That thing was moving. They have it on film. They don't know what it is, and it didn't show up on any radar.
We talked about that. We talked about that.
Beetle added up.
We did.
Added up on the computer.
Pretty alarming video, if you ask me.
It was on It was in USA Today. Look it up. I remember that.
All right, I've got this today.
What do you got?
It's you and Hardy having a conversation. I was no part of this.
Oh. It's a feels kind of
like... You
know
like, they do the feel like temperature? It's like it's 67, but with the humidity,
with
it
the real feel.
Feels like 69. Zo gave us our real feel.
And it hit me
like
hit me like a brick wall. It felt like I was walking out of my garage door with a suit on, but carrying my suit jacket and making sure I have my game day pass, my all access pass, because I'm hurrying up to get into the car. But wow, I just came outside on a Sunday morning in early October. And thought, did we close the pool or not? Because it's not summer, it's not fall, but it's one of those unusually warm days in the fall to where some people have closed their pools and some haven't. But then I'm like, damn, I got to go do an NFL game. We could go apple picking, we could go pumpkin picking, I go for a hike in the woods. It feels like that day.
So that's what they need to put on the weather websites. Feels like temperature. Walking out of your garage, got your suit on, but you're carrying your suit jacket.
Right, I get my binoculars.
Did I close the pool yet or not? Because I'm going to Gillette for an early October football game. A little Indian summer crispness, but not
feels
quite.
Like Indian summer.
Kind of warm. Could go apple picking temperature.
Perfect.
So that's the real field temperature. That's what Zo was angling
Zo's
for.
Zo's real field temperature. I think we should make it.
Holy smokes.
I think we should make it a
Zero.
Daily segment.
Zero humidity.
Describe the temperature.
Time for Zo's real field temperature.
Where he describes the temperature.
Yes.
Right, not in a number. I don't want a number. I want a description
of
the
negative.
Day.
I don't want the negative 10 anymore.
Of nothing.
No more negative
71, but what does it feel like out there, Zo?
Doesn't feel like 71 in the summer. Doesn't.
What?
A 71 degree October day, it feels like.
Okay.
That's it.
There you go.
It's like asking him to describe a color. Like,
you know what it is,
color
too?
Blue.
And it's depressing because you know you have to go to work, but you'd like to spend the day outside.
Or a book.
Yeah.
Describe a book. No, describe
something's a color. Something funky is going on with Felger's hair. He is growing it out. He's growing it out. And it's been a process.
What's
Well, he's parting it in a way that he never parted it before.
It's different.
Yeah. First time in 49 years, I changed the part.
I like it.
You changed the side that you part your hair on?
You can't do that. He's got a good side now. Yeah, you could. He just did it.
I thought that was genetically predetermined.
No,
it is.
I've been fighting a colic my whole life.
You figured it out.
I said, wait a minute.
You figured it out.
Why am I combing it over this colic? Go with the colic. And I'm just trying it out.
I'm going to try it out with my kid when I get home.
It's changed my takes on it. I'm uncomfortable. Like, I don't feel in the comfort zone with the takes. It's honestly impacted the commentary.